second.
Okay.
Did we make the motion in second?
Move to approve the contract between Kenny County and Virgin Atlantic Council.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Amendment to intergovernmental funding agreements?
Sure.
Good morning.
Just to summarize real quick, we've been out our NEC areas, entered through improvement projects. Construction costs came in quite a bit higher than what we anticipated. So I'm asking to reallocate some money in our budget, not increase the total budget to the sewer district, but to just reallocate some money on projects. And we worked up this little funding agreement that that does that, and we have attached an Exhibit A that is our budget form, basically the same form we've been using all year, and have subtracted some monies out of Meadow Ridge Project, Lakeway, and added it to the NEC area reserve project. So I would just ask for approval on that, and we'll be able to move forward with awarding that project.
Why did you go up so much?
My original estimate on the project didn't have as much footage of pipe. Once we got into full-blown design, picked up several little customers once we got into design, instead of the one primary customer, and a lot more service line. These things are a little more expensive than I anticipated.
You need to pick up other customers?
Yes, we got five total.
This would be a low pressure system.
Yeah, it's a low pressure system. Taking off five customers with septic tanks. So.
It was pretty large if you're in the church.
Yeah, for the church.
Something like that, do they pay the same?
They pay
they pay
what we call a non-residential rate. We'll pay $39.88 for the first 2,000 gallons, and then $7.98 for each additional 1,000. So they do pay higher. Well, it depends on flow, too. I mean, if they just, some churches probably have that on flow.
Well, why? Some are not open. Some of these
right.
Could be.
Right.
You might have an administrative secretary there.
Right.
If I can jiggle it, that's enough.
Right. That may be. But it's a simple funding agreement that we, John and I, worked on. We ran it through approval, legal approval on both county and district side, and got three original copies there signed and ready to go. I need to be approved on that. And this is kind of new to reallocate some money once the funding agreements have been in place. So John and I worked together thinking, you know, this is probably going to happen again in the future when we need to just reallocate some money in the budget. And this seems to be a pretty simple, straightforward means to do that.
Keeps everything documented. Things there's a paper trail for it. All of that. No, I agree with you. We need to do that. So.
I'm going to label this and make our Exhibit A.
Sure.
Ready to take it. Move to approve amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement. Exhibit A, dated August 7th, 2014.
I will second. The motion is that we approve Exhibit A, dated August 7th, 2014, which is an amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreements between Tatum County and Tatum County Regional Sewer District. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. When we do our wrap up here, please sign these and make sure that you have some copies that are necessary. Thank you much.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Road Bridge update. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In our last update, you brought up a road
called Blanchard Road. I did send you an email with a letter, some of the information on the road that I knew. Hopefully you got that.
I got the email. Review it. So, I've not been through the email, and I apologize. I haven't read that today.
Also, I'm going to forward a copy to you, Brandon, and Danny. The road is basically, it's a mile long. It parallels Bull Creek the entire length of it. It does have a 30-foot easement, according to mapping, and it's been a county road as long as I've been employed here. It even has a cart road number of 11. It does have a structure at the end of the road that is on state inspection. It's 100 plus feet on that low water structure. Our road, our maintenance
would
ends.
You, would you, for the record, state what cart road designation is?
I don't know what the cart exactly means. I know we draw money from the state.
You know, trust fund.
And we draw money from the state on basically these roads, and that was the numbering system they used years ago. We since changed the numbering system. The current number is 176-50, and then the Blanchard Road is the 911 name. The road is fairly good shape for where it lays and the use of the road. It does serve about three properties beyond the subdivision that's on the west side of this road. Like I say, it is a one-lane road. It's a gravel road, and we do maintain it as such. We do have to put gravel on it periodically because of the flooding. It floods frequently with Bull Creek. We do need to do a little bit of brushwork on it, but other than that, it's basically, I think, people that primarily use it, whoever owns the properties up there, and then people that go up there to farm, hay, or whatever. It is a local place for people that like to go swim and stuff because of the creek and recreation.
And I asked Brandon specifically to include that because I told the property owner that's up there who is opposed to this being a county road. Chat about it and take a look at it. Years ago, there was a petition to actually relocate the existing county road from where it is and runs along the creek up to the middle of the subdivision that was being at that time developed. There were a couple of discussions of which filled the courtroom for people not wanting that road closed, so it has a history. I'm going to speculate on what would happen again, but obviously there's no petition in front of the commission to even be looking at vacating. But I wanted to have it on record. I appreciate you giving us the information you did, and I appreciate the email and apologize for having not got into it yet. But it's something that will come up again, I have no doubt that we need to take a look at that and have some discussion about it.
Other roads I do want to bring up. Fall Creek, paving will begin Monday, weather permitting. Met with the crews out there that are going to do the paving. So that'll begin. We put up programmable signs. People that travel that road periodically have a heads up. They're going to have delays on it. They expect to have it completed next week. We're anticipating possibly 3 to 4 days of paving and it should complete it.
I think if they have a night, they're going to pave during the day. If they have a night or during the day?
They're going to pave during the day. They'll pave from 10-hour days. They'll begin at 7 in the morning. It'll be during the daylight hours. I would like to schedule our fall cleanup for October 4th, which would be a Saturday, it would be one day. And this is pretty much exactly a year from when we scheduled it previous year.
The fall we always do one day, so the kid.
Fall we generally do one day, spring we open later days.
We open later on Saturday?
We'll have crews there. We'll run the same hours as we run the fall cleanup. I think we run from 8 to 3 or 8 to 3:30.
Is that later enough?
It's been working pretty good. We'll run the same hours we advertised and scheduled last time.
Still going to have a limit on the hires or what?
We'll run the same limits and everything we've got on hires as we would in the spring cleanup, although we need to change that.
I think the argument's been made before. The problem is you've got people live along creeks, live along where they get dumped on. They go through and pick them up. They try to bring them in, and they can't because they're willing. And so,
necessarily the issue. It was other.
His entire company's doing. I'm just saying, but that causes an issue for people to try to clean up.
But I think that the guys are thinking that in consideration. There's no way that happens.
I know we had the city of Rockaway was going to do a citywide cleanup, and I know they asked if they bring cars. We designated a place to bring the cars over there to the facility there, Big Ten.
They use some common sense.
Right. The snow rodeo, we'd like to schedule the second week in October, and this will actually be October 9th for the rodeo itself. That week, I'll also be doing truck inspections. Our crews will be putting together the snow equipment and preparing that for winter use, and we'll do an inspection that week. But the snow rodeo will be Thursday, October 9th.
The patches in my backhoe skills. The boys are working out.
All right.
I thought I had a skid steer event.
Hey, if we had a skid steer event, I might be able to hold my home on that.
I'm not
sure. We're going to try backhoes if the kids play with it or something.
Those don't count. I've been practicing my son's sandbox. No, Bill Tonka.
Actually, that's a great event. And I think our guys can afford it. It's a good event for the vendors, too, to be there.
It is a great event. And we've also, the same vendors at Delphus with the food and other are willing to do that again this year.
Great.
They've already let me know that. So we get a good participation from the vendors. So. Our chip seal crews are currently in the Pro Tem area. They should finish up next week fairly easy, a couple of days next week. They should wind that up down there and move back into the Haneyville, Bradleyville area. Our patching, they're currently in the Taneyville, basically moving to the Bradleyville area.
There's a couple of places I don't remember where they were. Oh, that agreement that doesn't end the agreement, the extension they gave for the program.
That's currently, I give that to Nikki to have that. Names and dates and everything change and run that, give that to Frank. So I have
just curious, guys, coming up on season two, where they help us find this. I didn't know if we would have time to finish that. There's a couple other projects that you guys are talking about, Gypsy.
Correct.
Will they help
and if the weather holds and everything, we could possibly work that in, but we get the agreement with them, well, then we could, if the weather holds and pretty good, we could work that in very easy on the old time. We met with the couple of gentlemen, Ron Erickson, myself, and Devin on the Mount Branson shop, and we looked at kind of patterning just the size of the building and style of building off the Hilda shop, and then we looked at the site, and they're going to put together a proposal and everything that I can bring back to you guys, and we should hopefully have that in about 3 weeks. To see what we can do with Mount Branson shop. Under the equipment item here, we have a vehicle unit 122. This is a 550 Ford truck, flatbed, dump bed, diesel truck that which currently is at Friendly Ford. This is one of Devin's vehicles that the engine popped and quit, and we've had Buzz, we've had Rex both working on that, looking at it, trying to figure out the problem. They couldn't test or check because we had no oil pressure to, a lot of the timing and stuff is derived off oil pressure, so they sent it to Friendly Ford, and they looked at it, and they gave me a quote. I know one of the oil pumps, I don't know what all the problem is, but to actually diagnose it, they need to put an oil pump on this vehicle. That's going to run about $2,800 to $3,000. I've got a quote on that. Then they could possibly find out what's wrong with the rest of it. It could be something simple, or it could be something fairly expensive. The other option is just replacing the complete engine, which that's going to have to be bid out, because their quote on that is close to, I believe, $18,000 to replace the engine in that vehicle. And we also need to replace the fuel tank on that one. Fuel tank leaks on this vehicle. So that one's, we've got a lot of issues with that truck.
My thoughts is it had to have the engine, the frame on it, won't last it.
We got a lot of rust on it. We use it in snow.
We use it primarily for snow removal. And that calcium and stuff gets up in the places that you cannot get your frame. It's pretty bad shape.
Why did we take it to the pen last year?
That was one of the mechanics or Tom who took it up there. I don't know if they took it up there, but that's where it came from. I knew Fuzz had mentioned they were working on it. I thought it was still at Mount Branson. They were trying to figure out the problem with it. And then the next time they called me, it was at Friendly trying to get diagnosed the problem.
What they had found is the part was not even close to where it was supposed to be. I looked it up on the internet and showed on the diagram where it was supposed to be at, and it wasn't. It was internal and at the opposite end of the motor. It was one of those built in September, October, where they put the engine together rather different than they normally would in a 6-0.
Question being is,
it worth $2,800 to diagnose?
Diagnose to then turn around and possibly have to replace the engine.
Have you talked to any other mechanics or shops to say, hey, is that for the need to test it?
I got back with Rex, I actually had the shop foreman up there, and we had a conference call about this rig and what Rex was looking at. He thought it would be something within this engine, it could have been something fairly simple that would do the same thing. what the guy at Fairstown, with not having the oil pressure on one of the pumps, that's highly unlikely. And it could be something simple internal. They named half a dozen things that could go wrong with the engine that would have these same symptoms. But we don't know until we tear it down. If we haven't tear it down, we're going to have a labor bill tearing it down. But without
asking,
we can't get it to run.
Have you asked anybody else what? How'd you get it up against some of it?
Probably
hauled it
because it's not driving. So, I think this is an old 06 vehicle. It's 8 years old. It's 58,000 miles. It's not a high mile vehicle. I don't know.
We're going to
have a lot of money in a vehicle.
But the reason it's low miles, we do not buy traffic out of them. They use them for hand packing and smaller vehicles.
Regardless, we had to get back down here, right? Get to do it, I mean, I get back down here. And then pick the wrong evening. I'd like another dealership maybe to look at it or tell you, verify, yeah, you have to put a oil pump in there. Just to, you have to spend $3,000 just to diagnose it. I'd like to verify that.
We can do that.
I had an impression of them simply because of what they did last time by not fixing it correctly, not replacing the parts that this every other dealership said they had to replace. And then we had to spend more money than what the original bid was. They got the little bid, they got the job, and they didn't do it right. I don't like that. I don't like products taken up to that because of that. So I don't trust them. So just verify. Okay. Do it. If we truly have to have, that's my opinion, wrong with you.
Oh, I'll call you that.
Okay.
So we'll make sure the others know that and after.
They'll just take it somewhere.
Do that without talking or authorization.
Well, I'd rather I'd known about where they took it up there, but it was already there before
I didn't even know
about it.
I
don't know. So that's okay. Right now, it's just sitting there, nothing being done with it. So I told them I need to talk to you guys, bring this up, because we're talking a lot of dollars here on a vehicle of that time. So. We do have a bid opening next week on a salt spreader I'm replacing for one of Stottle's. I should have enough when Kathy gets back. I'll rerun on the budget line item to see. I should have enough in the equipment line item to possibly replace Devin's power broom. We've lent this machine through another year, but it's pretty much every time we go out with it, we've got this problem or that problem showing up on it, and it's pretty much been that way from when it was made. I would like to replace, right now it's running, but it's not dependable, and that's something we really need. I'd like the possibility, if I have enough in the budget, let's go to possibly bid out and purchase another car.
Each shop uses them basically on a daily basis.
Except the one Brandon said he was driving to clean up where the construction guys would drop over on. Is that the group drop on?
The yellow one.
Mm-hmm. You put a cover in here that you think is that based on having talked or something?
That number is when we purchased. The last one we purchased went to Hilda. It was a gross broom. It run us $41,000, and I'm estimating around $45,000 is possibly what we were driving. That one's only 2 years old.
Well,
I don't think it's much older than that. 2 or 3 years. It wasn't that long since we bought that one.
That one, the pros, or the one I could hook?
No, the pros.
Yeah.
Because then that one went to Devin's shop, and
what's the life cycle of these? Well, should it be?
Well, they get should be able to get at least 2 years.
They go through a lot of abuse from the dust. the environment that they're in, you know, sweeping. They've got one currently that...
Do what?
Yeah. Oh, so they've got one currently that has a front room, which seems to be more user-friendly and motor-friendly. It gets the dust that much further away from the motor to get it away from it before the... It gets in the...
You know, does it really need to be supported? I can be opposed to it. I wish you'd come back with a more solid thought on what costs are out there. Let Danny weigh in as well, because he's got other knowledge about that that I don't have. And so maybe we can chat about it as early as Monday. Is that possible, or probably Thursday?
I think I can get some pretty definite numbers on what we're going to bring. I know what we did
is all invisible. We still live for the
yes. It's been a limit.
It's not going to limit. We've replaced a lot of pieces, rewired the total machine.
Is it under warranty?
No, but it's not under warranty. No, it's not.
How old is this machine?
This one, I know we've had it in 06, because when we done the job here on the, it was fairly... I think it was only about a year old when we done the work here at the courthouse, cut the bluff back. We had it then.
You said the last down was 10 years anyways? You said the last down is about 10 years?
If they're taking care of it, you can get a good 10 years out of it. I mean, so the main thing is we've got to have it during chip seal, we've got to have it during patch, and then we utilize it year round. I mean, we're ditch cleaning, we sweep the roads, we constantly need to do it.
I'm saying you've had it for 9 then, at least.
So when you're ready to talk to us again about this, let's do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I agree with the name.
All right.
Next item, there is a NAPCO conference this fall. I would like to send a couple of our guys up to it. We went to these in the past. It'll cost $50 per person plus a hotel stay at night. This one's at Lake of the Ozarks. We had too much work and different ones on vacation. The last one they had was in Springfield, but we didn't get a chance to make that one. But Devin's went to them in the past. I've attended them. We're a member of that and have been for several years. So, Missouri Association of County Transportation Officials.
You guys are sure?
Right.
I'm joking.
Pretty good conference.
We had it before, yes. Separate beds.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this
will
work.
For the record. Yeah, right. Separate beds.
I don't care if you got your... I wouldn't want to stay with some of your store. I'm sure you wouldn't want to stay with me. This guy's been around forever. Merch, is that the
name? It was very... Enterprise. Yeah. We've used them
He's
on projects.
It was very informative, the courses, the classes that we went through.
I'm all for you guys doing this.
I would like to send you I'd like to send a supervisor and a crew chief that haven't had a chance to do it on these things to experience that and meet a lot of different vendors.
So, okay, if I move forward on that, Brad?
I'm making offense. Do you guys have a training line item in your budget?
Yeah.
Have you used any of it?
I think you're like a technical time. Hopefully, still have.
That'll,
we've got money in there.
Got enough for 2 rooms or something?
Well, we might squeak out a couple of
rooms. Yeah, O'Reilly shares, their executive share room there. They don't want trips.
I really don't want to do that. So, they're very good for one president.
So that's because one's woman, one's man. Let's keep that off the record.
Yeah.
I said it.
only other two items I have is I wanted to bring up the exec session personnel. So
we're not scheduled, I'm saying.
I have 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Yeah, we're scheduled. We can, we're going to,
but I know your attorneys are here. So.
Well, what I'd like to do is for us to move into executive session and meet with you two before we bring them in, unless we need to call them in. Is that all right with the you make a motion on second, sir?
Well, excuse me. Move going to executive session. Subsection 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second. Motion is made second for order. Discussion concerns the section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Brandon aye.
Vaughn aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.